We've been focusing on the long winter, which we started with the idea of planting and discovering koichos that are packed into us, things that we didn't know about ourselves. And last week we really discussed the important issue, perhaps too controversial to really bring up, but we like to tackle controversial issues, which is learning really for everyone? Right? Some people are what we call nerdy geeks. They love to study. In the olden days, they used to have very big glasses, by the way. But today, cool people have those, or chillers. So I can't keep track. I don't even know what nerds do anymore. And they wear small glasses. But these were people that you could predict. They love using their brain. No offense to you. They love using their brain, and it's so obvious that they're going to be doing anything that's academic, and learning Torah is the same. And yet we find that Bedavka, if you can follow history, even a lot of chillers, sometimes even surfers or snowboarders or other things, became Spitzlandonim, got into Torah, and they weren't into anything else. And the question is why, and we discovered something amazing. That the definition of B'Tselem Elokim, B'Tselem Udmus Yoytroi, means Lohovin Ulahaskil. Rashi says, what does it mean to be created B'Tselem Yoytroi? Lohovin Ulahaskil, to be someone who thinks. And if someone's not a thinker, then they're losing out on themselves. The definition of who every single person is somebody whose mind rules over them, and someone who thinks and thinks deeply. But like anything in life, there are certain things that collect dust. And some people go 120 years and never get in gear, never even know this about themselves, and then always feel lacking because they haven't tapped in to the top of their body, their chachma, their bina, their das. And all the mafarshim kemat, it seems, say the first bracha in Shmona Esrei that we ask for something is Ata Choine. Before we ask for Torah, we ask Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seira Secha. And every time I daven for Ata Choine, I think about my learning. But I'll tell you, if you look at a lot of the Mefarshim, I think it's a mistake. If you look in the Mishnah Brura, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Ata Choine Madam Das is stage one before learning. It's, we have to know how to think. We have to be able to think. We have to think deeply. After a person figures that part of life out, then welcome to Torah. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seira Secha. But there's something so much more basic about a human being, is to get in touch with his Secha. And everybody thinks differently, and Hashem gives every person their way of thinking, of what they're going to bring to the table. And if a person doesn't begin this, they can't even get to the next bracha in Shmona Esrei. They can't even ask about Torah. And this is something that, coming from high school to Eretz Yisrael, is the bigger chiddush than learning Torah. The biggest chiddush today is to use our brains. The truth is that there are a lot of studies. I'm not a big study guy, but you know, sometimes you bump into studies. And actually, the brain of people today has been reshaped. There's something called neuroplasticity, which means the minds actually change. And they found that people's minds today, by nature, think very shallow. They don't take the next step in every thought. They think on surface level. It has a lot to do with the fast speed of technology that doesn't allow people to follow through in their thought process. And that's what we call bina. The first thing that a person has is chachma. He takes something in. He hears a shir. He just swallows it whole. And then afterwards he says, what did that man mean? What did the rabbi have in mind over here? And he walks with the thought. That's a chiddush. He walks with the thought. No, he just goes to the next site. No, he thinks about it. What does this mean to me? Do I agree? Do I not agree? Why yes? Why no? The brain is like a muscle that we have to use. And we knocked geniuses last week, which I don't think was fair. So I want to correct that a little bit. I said that geniuses are the worst at learning, which is really not fair. I mean, I postled all geniuses. No, in this generation, geniuses are the worst at learning. And I'll explain why. I think I just dug myself deeper. But I'll tell you why. Geniuses have a very big engine. They can think a lot. But today, everybody thinks superficially. So geniuses just think about a lot superficially. And they tangle themselves in all sorts of superficial thought processes. And they sometimes go to a shir, and they didn't go to morning seder. They come out of bed at 11:30 or 12, and they ask kashas and shir like this and like that. But it's all fake. It's all artificial flavoring. They don't have anything deep in the sugya. A real genius is a big nisayan, because at 9 o'clock in the morning, he can convince everyone that he hit deep thought, and he could just go to sleep for the rest of the day. I had one chavrusa that was a genius. I've had chavrusas that are incredibly smart. I've only learned with one genius, an absolute genius. It's an experience to learn with a real, like, a genius is somebody that if you go into the entire yeshiva's mirror, if you find one or two of them, a genius. We're talking about someone who's on a totally different plane of existence. My dear chavrusa. A chavrusa with him, it was geschmack. But what I noticed was the following. He was a real Talmud Chacham. He is a real Talmud Chacham. And I asked him for his notes on, I was learning Menachas. I asked him for his notes on this, his notes on that. And, you know, when somebody sends you their notes, they get to show you today everything's, you don't have to wait till the Olam HaEmes. You can see, when did he save his notes? Right, when did he save them? He had to save them on the computer. I see, 2 o'clock in the morning, 2:30 in the morning, 3:30 in the morning, 4 in the morning. Yeah. You know why? That's why he's a Talmud Chacham. Because at 9 o'clock in the morning, he could razzle and dazzle everyone with superficiality, but he didn't even touch his own Chachma. The reason he's a Talmud Chacham is because of 2:30, 3:30, 4:30 in the morning. And I would just sit and sip a pina colada if I had his brain. At 9:30, I'd just say, hey, answer everyone's questions. But then I'd just be a fool. And I would never be experiencing what's going on. You know, I would this Bein Hasdarim, I was asking my wife, we were talking about a seminary, and I was saying, I thought it's a great seminary. It was great when we were growing up. What happened? So she said to me one line, phones. Now, what she meant is not that phones have bad things on them. I know exactly what she meant. When these girls were in seminary, when I was growing up, so there would be a really inspiring shir of the rabbi, right? It's great, right? And then they could walk out of the shir and they could talk about it. They could have dinner about it. And these girls would think for an entire year. You know what that does to you? It creates women who are prepared to build the bias l'shem u'tiferes. Today, people walk out of a shir, walk out of a shmooze, walk out of anything, and they're just boop, boop. They're gone. They're back to their stupidity. Again, it's like it went in. Only chachma, no bina. No real thought process. And they're missing out. And this is what the bracha means. Melamed le'enosh bina. We said last time, enosh is the lowest type of man. The man who is so far from his intellect. And he davens, I am an enosh. I am this man who is so far. Teach me, Borei Olam, how to have bina, how to think about something. A lot of times I challenge the Bachram. I challenge my chavrusas. I learn with a lot of Bachram Kanayin Har. And I say, what do you think about it? Usually, I don't know. That's not good enough. From now on, I'm telling everybody, anytime someone says, I don't know, I'm just going to sit there until they're Mechari Shechidish. People are just lazy. They're not capable, they're not willing to think about it. Where do all the Chidushi Torah come from? People who sit and are bothered and use it. Use their Chachma. Melamed le'enosh bina. And we saw, we were Mekabel from the Kadmonim, that the word enosh is the same letters as sone, hating. They hate learning. They hate advancing because they're so far. And that hate makes them give up right away. And this is what I would like to get into deep now. What do we do with people who claim they don't like something? They don't like learning. They don't enjoy learning. They're waiting. They were told they're going to enjoy learning. They don't enjoy learning. Maybe they should just pack up and go home. Or should they? This is going to be what we're going to be talking about right now. We brought from the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar says that the word sinna does not mean hate. It means I can't relate. The Zohar says that when you hate something, it's because you can't relate to it. There's a distance, far away. I remember when I was young. When I came to Eretz Yisrael to yeshiva, I picked my yeshiva based on the chill. I had a choice between two yeshivas. I went to visit yeshivas, which is a big mistake. Never let seniors in high school visit yeshivas. Right? If you want them to come to Eretz Yisrael, it's not a good idea. I went to one yeshiva. I sat in a shmooze. I remember it to this day because I'm traumatized. And basically the shmooze was, how long will you be modern Orthodox? This was what it was about. I'm like, I was looking at all the people in the room, like, why are they all sitting through this garbage? And I came home to my parents. I said, I'm not going to that yeshiva. I'm going to a yeshiva that's about just doing whatever you need to do, giving space. And then I got to that yeshiva that I wanted to go to. And lo and behold, the Rosh Yeshiva set me up with a Talmud Chacham Muflag to learn afternoon Seder with. And then I looked at the guy who learned with him the year before me, and I watched his Shmona Esrei. And I told the Rosh Yeshiva, I said, listen, let me just get something clear with you. I'm not learning with that guy. See what he did to him? I'm not doing this. So you'll say that this is inappropriate. Maybe the Rosh Yeshiva will say this is inappropriate that I should be saying this. But I have a makor for someone who said much, much worse than me. And this is the only reason I decided to say this today, is because I have a makor. Who hated learning the most? Who hated Talmidei Chacham most? I'll give you choices. Stalin, Antiochus, right? These are the ones I feel comfortable mentioning. Or Rebbe Akiva. Ooh, this is confusing. This is a Gemara Mepureshes, okay? Rebbe Akiva did much worse than I just did. Listen to this Gemara, and we read these Gemaras, and we're like okay with it. How could Rebbe Akiva talk this way? Says Rebbe Akiva, Gemara Psachim Memtes. Amar Rabbi Akiva, kishayisi amoretz. When I was in Amoretz, first of all, stop talking about your past. What are you doing? You're the Rosh Yeshiva now. When I was in Amoretz, Amarti, so maybe he would say, I wished I wanted to learn Torah. Mi yitein li Talmud Chacham, give me a Talmud Chacham and a Shchenu. Kichamor, I would bite him like a donkey. That's not the Rabbi Akiva we've grown to love and know. Amru lo talmid of Rebbe and more kikelev, maybe at least just like a dog? Amru lehen, no! Ze noishich v'shover etzem. V'ze noishich v'inoshover etzem. No. A dog doesn't bite to the bone. Crack that bone of the Talmud Chacham. I didn't just want to bite a Talmud Chacham like a dog. I wanted to bite him and break his bones. Is this normal? How did Rebbe Akiva keep his job after this year? What is going on in this Gemara? And I will tell you that this Gemara is a key to everything. And we're going to get very deep to try to understand what is going on here. Rebbe Akiva is teaching us that every person, when they start off, confronts real hatred, real distance, real lack of interest. And they have to realize that they have to break through. They have to get out of this. They have to move through. The Netzach Yisrael, the Maharal in Netzach Yisrael, Perek Lamed Daled, says that an Ama Aretz and a Talmud Chacham are polar opposites. The Ama Aretz looks at the world like a chill. He looks at the world, even when he uses his brain, it's just to be creative for his stomach, right? How to make a hero sandwich. So he uses his brain. Woo! Right? Or how to make a lot of money, or how to impress his friends. He uses his brain, not for his brain's sake, not for Chachma, Bina, and Das, but all for planet Earth down over here. And when he sees a Talmud Chacham, he feels like there's not enough room for me and you in this place. It's either me or you. because he sees a conflict. And the Maharal in many places says the most amazing thing, and only the Maharal can tap into words like this and just open up the whole sugya. Isn't it interesting, the word for ignoramus, someone who doesn't know anything, he's called an Am Haaretz. You know what that means translated? I don't know what art's called. Someone should tell me. What do they translate it as? Someone who's, I don't know. You know what I translate it as? A nation of the land. Am Haaretz means the nation of the land, or Earthman. That's what he's called. Why did Chazal call him Earthman? You know why? He's like a gorilla. Or better yet, you know those little groundhogs that stick their head up from the ground? He's a Am Haaretz. He lives on the land. He's all about land. And when this Am Haaretz comes in front of a Talmud Chacham, he can't stand what he represents, because he represents Shamayim. And he feels like there's no room for him over here, because in the world he's living in, this is something that's so foreign to him, so distant, so not what he wants to be doing. And it makes perfect sense that he should hate it, because where he is, he's just getting started. And by nature, who would be crazy enough, who's living on the land and eating pizza, to want to go to Shamayim? That's where it starts. That's where it starts. And I want to tell you something deep, my own chiddush, but it's based on a few maharals. It's my own chiddush, but it's based on kadmonim. I was very bothered by this gemara, okay? First, I think it's disrespectful of the Talmidim. The Talmidim, not only did they hear their Rebbe insult himself that he was such a self-hating Jew, right? Rebbe Akiva, you'll excuse me for saying this, but I want you to get pshat in the gemara. If I don't speak this way, you're not going to understand the severity of the gemara. My Rebbeim taught me to read gemaras actually this way, the way they actually say things. Then you understand what they're saying. Rebbe Akiva says this whole speech, and they go, Rebbe, maybe you only wanted to bite them like a dog? Like, what? Then he says, no, like a chamor. Like, what's going on over here? What's this conversation? Like a dog or like a chamor? I think the answer is pashat. The Talmidim chapped what Rabbi Akiva was saying. They chapped. Amaratzim are living in a different world. But they're living in the world of, you know, basically live and let live. A kelev is the lowest of all behemoths. The Gra writes, kelev is gematria behema, because it's the p'chusa. The Maharal writes, it's also the lowest of all animals. A dog. When Chazal want to say, you're not acting good, they say, kekelev, a dog. So they said, Rebbe, we agree an Am Haaretz is not good, right? So an Am Haaretz is walking around like a dog. He's somebody who's totally detached, and if you mess with him, he'll bark, he'll bite. Right, Rebbe? That's all you were. That's all you were. Just like a dog. He says, no, you don't get it. He says, the Am Haaretz can't enjoy himself on planet Earth if there are people who are living for Shamayim, because they're killing the chill. If that Talmud Chacham's here in the world, it threatens all the things that they're doing. And therefore, I was a chamor. The Maharal says, what's a chamor? The word chamor and chomrius, physicality, is I was physicality. And my job was to bite this Talmud Chacham to the bone. What does it mean to bite someone to the bone? It means to take away their existence. I couldn't live with them here. It wasn't just be a kelev, and if you're in my way, I'll just bark at you and laugh at you and maybe give you a little bite. It's I can't exist like this. That is the stira between the Talmud Chacham and the Am Haaretz. That's how crazy it gets. I once was sitting at a meal, you know, one of my crazy stories, why was I there, why was I experiencing this? And this guy with an English accent, you know, it's always with an English accent, they sound very intelligent. He goes, I learn daf yomi with a Haredi Jew. He is a total ignoramus. Is that right, Binyamin? Ignoramus or ignoramus? Ignoramus, sorry. Ignoramus. He doesn't know anything about the sciences, history, math, nothing. And then this lady at the table goes, we so enjoyed your words. He was giving like a speech against Judaism, right? So I was obviously uncomfortable, right? Not too uncomfortable, but a little bit. I was just laughing. It was pretty entertaining. But then I was thinking, when this guy gets to Shamayim, what's going to happen? He's going to get up to Yeshiva Shalmala, and they're going to say to him, "You're a total ignoramus. Ramus, sorry. Ignoramus. You don't know Ksubis. You don't know Brachas, Shabbos, Erevin. All you know is the sciences, math, and history. Ha! Got him." Right, it'll take him 120 years to get there, but I'll have the last laugh. What's pshat? These people are living on the outside of existence. They need to make these announcements to bring people down because they feel threatened. Imagine someone is looking at an orange, okay? And he doesn't know what's inside the orange. He just knows about the peel. The peel. If you use your microscope and see all the cells and the... Buddy, do you know what's inside there? There's a fruit in there. You're missing everything. You and your math, your sciences, your physics. What's inside? Where is everything? In the Torah. You're a total ignoramus. Total. And he can't stand us because that's our message. He probably saw me at the table and that's what got him all upset. It's like, grr, I'm going to show him. And then I realized that this is a Meiri. I was so excited. This is fresh. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me ideas for the Schus of the Shmuz. I can't explain it. I just had an urge to open up the Meiri. This afternoon, I said, I'm going to find something in the Meiri. And I found something so gorgeous. It's in your Schus, because it doesn't make any sense that I opened up the Meiri. Says the Meiri. The Gemara says in Psachim over here, that Amaratzim hate Talmidei Chachamim more than the Goyim hate Klal Yisrael. Right? And it brings the Smites of Rabbi Kiva. Says the Meiri, Talmud Chacham Sarach Lizar V'Lishamar Mimenu. A Talmud Chacham should be careful from Amaratzim, Mimnei Shetachlis Sina Yesh Lo Alav. Because they can't stand them. Why? Listen to this Lashon. Mitzad Kinoso, they're jealous deep down. Kishiroa B'Pchisusa, when he looks at his own lowliness, he hasn't achieved anything. He's an earth man. Even with his sciences and this and that and this, he's like a little kid. He's still in kindergarten. He's confronting his own p'chisus. And he looks at the milus of the Talmud Chacham. V'nasas besaro chidudim chidudim. He just starts quaking from this problem. And this is the way he deals with it. He decides that I hate this, but he keeps it as a shita. Rabbi Akiva also hated it, but Rabbi Akiva chapt that when a person is going to grow, they're going to confront a tremendous hisnagdus. Parts of you are going to say, this is not you! Anything but this! Don't learn with that Rav! He's a Talmud Chacham! Who knows what's going to happen to you? Don't chazer! Don't try to finish the Masechta. Don't learn on Shabbos. Whatever you do, sleep all of Shabbos. If you start learning, you might stop sleeping. Chas v'shalom. And then a person says, whoosh, he breaks through. And then all of a sudden, the things that he hated, he starts to love. And I want to say, this is what happened to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was walking, and he was a thinker. And Rabbi Akiva saw a rock. It's an avister of Nasan. He saw a rock and he saw that water was piercing through this rock. Right? Now, Rabbi Akiva said his first shtickle Torah that he ever said. He made a kal v'chomer. Right? He started saying, right, if this water could pierce through this rock, then the Torah, which is like water, could pierce through my lev evan, my heart of stone. Now, what's the stone heart? Rabbi Akiva knew he was stone-hearted. He knew he was detached. He knew he was stone-cold. He knew he was far from the Torah. And he, until that point, didn't believe he could break through. Because otherwise, what was the Chiddush? He didn't believe it was possible for anything to get him to feel, to get him to enjoy, to get him to love, all of this. And then he discovered what Torah really is. Torah takes these earthmen and starts schlepping them out of this, and then starts elevating them to a place where they start laughing at all the things that they used to be involved in down there. They start laughing at all the tiny people who are running here, running there, doing this and doing that. And they start experiencing things with a lev basar, with real chachma, with real bina, with real das. I was blown away. I saw a Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ish Chai, blown away. The Ben Ish Chai says the following thing. He says that we know Rabbi Akiva was 120 years old. I didn't realize this, but it's a Sifri. The Sifri says that Rabbi Akiva lives for 120 years. Hillel HaZaken lived for 120 years. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived for 120 years. And Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the last Sifri in Vizos HaBrach. And it's the Ben Ish Chai says the following thing. He says that Rabbi Akiva went from Meshicha, which is biting to the bone, to Neshika, to kissing. He transferred his whole life from what was used to be biting to kissing. And then he says the most shocking remez. Only the Ben Ish Chai of Baghdad, only he could say this. This is someone, it's Mamash Ruach HaKodesh Bidvarav. He says that if you take the word Neshika, right, which means to bite, and the word Neshika, which is to kiss, so the only difference in the words is a chaf, neshicha has a chaf, and neshika, which is to kiss, has a kuf. And he says if you take the kuf from neshika and you subtract 20, the 20 from neshicha, the chaf, you get 80. You get 80. Why? He says Rabbi Akiva had 80 years of kissing the Torah. 80 years. His first 40 years were rough times. His first 40 years were years of distance. But his last 80 years, he turns his neshicha into a neshika, into a kiss. And this is the lesson that he's being melamed us. And I heard a beautiful daher, Rabbi Eliyahu Yari, one of the rebbeim in the yeshiva, said an amazing daher. He said, Rabbi Akiva had an entire life of Torah. It says in Bigvura Shmonim Shana, right? An entire lifespan of Torah. Rabbi Akiva was Zochet after the Amaratzistik Yaron. He was Zochet to 80 years of what we would call a full life of Torah. But he taught us this lesson of breaking through. And he held that his Talmidim should know what he looked like at age 40, what his attitude was, how distant, how far, and perhaps all of that anger is a siman that you're going to be a Rosh Yeshiva. It's the opposite. Because if you have an inferiority complex when you come in front of a Talmud Chacham, perhaps the bigger the inferiority complex, the greater you really are, and you're embarrassed that you're not getting there. Feeling the tension. And the goal here is for a person to realize what life is really about, which is to love what we're doing. To love the Torah, to love Chachma, to love Bina, to love Das. And we'll end off with an amazing Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah in Perek Revi of Avos. Ben Zayma Oimer, Eizahu Chacham. Who is a Chacham? Who's a wise man? Halomid Mikol Adam. We've known this, right? Shenamar Mikol Malamdai Hiskalti. Listen to what Rabbeinu Yonah says. First of all, I find this next part very fascinating. This mission is about learning from everybody, right? So the first thing he says in this mission is Amru Chachmei Umos. We learn from the non-Jewish wise men. I'm not the biggest Bucky in Rabbeinu Yonah, but I would suggest this is the only time in Pirkei Avos that he quotes the wise men of the Goyim in the Mishnah of you can learn from every person, which is fascinating. It's already teaching you something before. It says Amru Chachmei Umos, Ki Ayodea Kol Chachmos. Someone who knows everything. If he doesn't love wisdom, eino chacham. What? Someone knows everything under the sun, but he doesn't love chachma, he's not wise. He's really a fool. Acher she'enenu oev ez ha'chachma ki hi adas. If he doesn't love chachma, which is about understanding what life is about. Acha oev oso misavela, someone who loves chachma and desires it. Afal bi she'enu yodeya klum. The man doesn't know anything yet. Harei zen nikra chacham. He's a chacham. She'al kol ponim yasigel chachma. It's only a matter of time before he's a rising star, this person. Because he realizes what life is about. Acher shechefsoi uritzoinoi ba. He realizes that this is where the party is. And Rabosai, this is what Wintersman is. Wintersman is breaking through. Not letting things that you used to love be here. Pushing all of those things aside, going through the Torah painstakingly in a way that a lot of times you don't want to come to Seder. You don't want to do this, but you do it because you don't want to be an Am Haaretz. I heard that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, his scariest thing that he would ever tell his children, I heard this from my Rebbe, scariest thing that he would ever tell his children, he goes, if you do that, you're going to become an Am Haaretz. Oh, yes, that's going to be you. No, no! Right? We should start being scared of being earthmen. Because there's nothing lower than that. All they are grumpy people who complain about Talmidei Chachamim. That they're leeches and they don't make a parnasa. Where do you think all this comes from? Jealousy. It's all coming from a big inferiority complex that they forgot about Maimon Har Sinai and we still remember why we're great. That's where it all comes from. All these fancy words and terminologies and responsibility and this and that. Right? They're jealous. They're jealous because they're being tiny. They could become Talmidei Chachamim also. And when a person goes and goes and goes, sometimes I hear a bacher, one day he tells me, Rebbe, I am going to know I'm going to know Shakvitarya, I'm going to know this, I'm going to know that. And then I see them one day and I'm like, what's going on? He goes, rough times, having a rough day, just need to chill. That's not how it works. That's called hating it. Hating it and listening to the hate. A person has to know how to break through. And then once a person does, he laughs to the bank, Rabosai. Anyone who's done this is laughing to the bank. But it's hard, but it's rewarding. We should all be zeicha, hamalami le'enoish bina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of taking small people like myself, like not like you, but like myself, and raising us up to real, real wisdom, a real understanding where we could say, Nasa Adam Nemer Babarecha, when Hashem said, make man, he had us, B'nai Torah, in mind. We should all be zeicha to the Chachma Bina and Das of the Torah and the Geschmack in learning Torah. Amen.